Merci beaucoup.
Thank you. In throughout my career, I met a Nepalese minister who had who spoke of good dams and bad dams, and indeed, in this case, our experience is different. So here I will close the third session.
To close the meeting on wrapping up. I will start first. What I think is very important in all the network of the basins is to have some flagship projects, and I've seen quite a few today. We came in this network from theory to policy to practice, and what I see now very much is very concrete steps, actions on the ground, and this is quite amazing. But there was something that was said by our colleague from the Danube. You can't sleep over your new strategy. You have to be able to actually look at it with new eyes, and you might actually revise the plans that are coming out of that strategy, and maybe you might have to revise them quicker than you think. So you still need to be aware on that. What is important, a strategy needs to be translated, as I said, by a plan, and it was a 6-year plan in the case of the Danube. And then you have a toolbox which should have multipurpose measures. Now, climate change, I remember when I started this work, it was more, we would hear water scarcity. That's what you heard about climate change. Now, when I hear all of you, I hear floods, droughts, extreme weather events, landslides, sandstorms, loss of glaciers. That shows you how we can typify now what is water scarcity or water and climate change. Now, what I'm also very reassured is we did talk a lot about surface water, but we're starting to have more and more our eyes on groundwater, the recharge, and the sustainable management of groundwaters. And I think this is a very big advance. Now, water quality is also more and more spoken of. And it's not only the chemical nature of water quality, but it's also the physical nature of water. It is the temperature. And we've seen today everywhere that also the temperature of water is going up, and this is a worry. We looked at ecosystems. So on one side, we have a loss of ecosystems, and on another side, we have actually an increase of invasive species in our basins. And it is not only aquatic ecosystems we spoke of today, but we spoke about wetlands, and wetlands, as you know, are not always wet, forests and soils. And we looked at the transboundary management of those ecosystems. And I think this is also a huge advance on the way we are thinking. And in that way, I think the water people can all go along what we call now nature-based solutions. But if you want to go back to what this convention has done on ecosystems and water, you go back in this convention to two seminars I actually had the pleasure to organize in 2004 and 2005. So in this convention, nature-based solution has been known for quite a while. And now what is very important also, which was mentioned, was also the restoration of ecosystems. We've heard floodplains, some agricultural lands, and so on. But what we need anyway is a level of governance, an institution, a commission, a basin organization, something that is there to bring people together. And one thing that came out of every single presentation today was also the data, how important it is to have monitoring, to have model, to integrate different data sets, to have teletransmission. I read that in a one report, you know, how you can get data nearly on time, how to share data, how to exchange that data, either, and how you make maps, and you make maps on vulnerability, but you also have this data for early warning. I've seen a lot of that type of early warning coming up. And you know, some of the disasters that happened lately, and one of them was in South Africa lately, I wondered how much early warning they had. And this is something we need to build up, and I see there's a start everywhere here in this room to build up those early warning systems because that saves lives. Also, all that data needs to be disseminated, communicated, and awareness raising at the lowest level. I think this is very important. And then once you have all that data, you have that information which is also put in a form that is understandable, you have a proper, what our colleague from La Plata was saying, a decision support system. And then with the participation of all the stakeholders, and you also insisted very much everybody needs to be able to participate in those commissions, in that work, so that everybody has a sense of ownership. There must be a joint understanding, a consensus on what the problem is, joint visions, then joint documents for joint actions. And not only at the basin level, but what I heard also very much today was to say sub-commissions, sub-basins, and local communities. So yes, we talk about funding, finance, big finance of dams, but what I've heard today is don't neglect there is also the small grants. And I very much liked what was said in the Victoria Lake. Small grants help people at the community level change the things very concretely at a very quick space. I mean, it's very long to build a dam, but it's much quicker to also go into the communities and have some very, very simple projects, but that will demonstrate what you are doing. And those projects will be able to be repeated quite a lot. One thing also that was touched on is tariffication, user-payer principle. And this is something which is very, very important. And everything through what we've heard today is not only about just water, and there's a lot on socioeconomic development, agriculture at the lowest level, also the highest and the lowest level, energy production, and all those cross-sectoral issues. Now, what I like to say, I think we have a very powerful system in transboundary cooperation in commissions for the resilience to climate change, for the ecosystems, because we depend very much on them, and we depend on them also for the safe management of the basin, but also the resilience for population. And one point is food security, which has come up also as a very important point here. So I think we have all the tools to have a win-win situation for ecosystems and for the populations. Now, I thank you very much. That was a very enlightening day. And I'd like to give the floor now to Edouard, please.
Thank you.